USA Radio News. I'm Lance Fry. Republican senators are pushing back on censorship from media monopolies Twitter and Facebook. Twitter CEO Jack Dorsey and Facebook CEO Mark Zuckerberg have been asked to appear before the Senate Judiciary Subcommittee on Crime and Terrorism. Republican Senator Lindsey Graham of South Carolina.
Effort by some in the liberal world to marginalize the contribution because you come out on a different side of an issue. This hearing to me is an opportunity to not punch through a glass ceiling, but a reinforced concrete barrier around conservative women.
The upcoming hearing is titled Digital Platforms and Election Interference. Well, it's a good thing the presidential debate won't take place tonight as scheduled before the format change. C-SPAN host Steve Scully, the selected moderator, he has been suspended by C-SPAN for lying about his hacked Twitter account. Tonight, both candidates will hold their own town hall meetings at the same time. ABC will host Biden, NBC will host Trump. USA Radio News.
Balance of Nature is fruits and vegetables in a capsule, changing the world one life at a time.
You guys, your customer service and everything, you guys are great. And the commercials talk about it, but I don't know if it really gives it true justice. People need to know. This is maybe the most amazing product I've ever tried. It's so pure. It tastes so good. I'm just blown away by it.
Balance of Nature is now offering 35% off on any new preferred order. Go to balanceofnature.com today and use discount code USA.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Rushed voting by mail in one western state has led to some confusion. USA Radio Network's Wyatt Cox reports.
Residents in one small Nevada county received mail-in ballots with a signature line asking the voters to certify that they were registered voters in White Pine County. Unfortunately, the voters were in Humboldt County, some 200 miles away. Humboldt County Clerk Tamiray Spiro said they missed the county reference in proofreading a template for the envelopes. Spiro said voters can scratch out and write Humboldt County on their return envelopes, but don't have to. Voters can also bring their ballots into the clerk's office and get an in-house envelope or vote in person. That and other errors in mail voting materials caused by the rushed vote-by-mail process in Nevada have given some voters reason to question the integrity of the process. But Nevada Secretary of State Barbara Sagaski says errors will not affect the process. I'm Wyatt Cox.
Thank you, Wyatt. This is USA Radio News.
Working from home? I'm Chad Dodd, veterinarian and consultant to Limp Bells. Here's some tips for keeping your dog fit while staying at home. Find 15 minutes twice a day and walk your pet at a decent pace around your place. Play hide and seek by hiding some kibble or favorite toys and letting your dog find them. If you have stairs and your dog is mobile, walk up and down twice a day for 5 to 10 minutes. Or better yet, try a power walk on your terrace or backyard for some fresh air. There are more helpful pet care tips at youmove.com, spelled Y-U-Move.com.
Alabama football coach Nick Saban tested positive for COVID-19 Wednesday. Nick Saban tells ESPN he's asymptomatic.
Informed early this afternoon that I had a positive test for COVID-19 on a PCR test. At this point, I'm completely asymptomatic, feel fine. Our medical officials have told me as long as I remain asymptomatic, I will have a daily PCR testing per SEC protocol to confirm the initial positive. I found this out about 1 o'clock today. I came home. I informed our team by Zoom. I watched practice today. I talked to the team after practice today, all by Zoom. So we're still doing everything possible to get ready for the Georgia game.
Alabama Athletic Director Greg Byrne also tested positive for COVID-19 Wednesday. A Texas girl breaks 2 Guinness World Records. USA Radio Network's Val Dior has the story.
Macy Kieran is mostly legs. They make up 60% of her total height. The 17-year-old from Cedar Park, Texas, broke 2 Guinness records, one for having the longest legs for a female and another for a teenager with the longest legs. Her left leg is over 53 inches long, while her right leg is slightly shorter at technically 52.874 inches. Macy is 6'10". Her dad was 6'5". Her brother, 6'4". And her mom is vertically challenged, like some of us, measuring in at only 5'7". For USA Radio News, I'm Val Dior.
USA Radio News.